doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Love can be hard sometimes. Thank goodness you got those people. No skin in the game. It's the Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you're the love gurus. I've been married for 2 years and have just now discovered that my ring that I love was in fact used to propose to another woman before he proposed to me. She just said no. We were adding it to our homeowner's insurance. We've been putting it off, and finally got around to it. And something just didn't add up with the information that he provided, i.e. when he bought it and where he bought it from and when. So I'm heartbroken after he confessed to me why he had it for a few years before we even knew each other. Do I keep wearing this?
I'm a psycho, and I wouldn't.
That'd be it.
I would have... I know it's just supposed to be a ring. It shouldn't be important what kind of diamond or all that. No. But yeah, it's the ring. But I wanted a ring that he got thinking of me.
Yeah.
And so it could be a garbage ring, but it could be a ring that he thought of me.
Yeah.
He didn't. It was someone else. I would say take this ring back, sell it, do something with it, but get one that you think that reminds you of me.
Yeah, I think he done messed up, but also, like, no, I'm not defending him. I wouldn't. If I were you, if you still love him, I'd request
if you still
ring.
Love
like,
him.
If that happened to
it's
you.
It's all over. I'm out of here.
If Steven gave you a ring from his ex-girlfriend that he was hoping to be his future wife, and you were wearing that ring currently, you wouldn't take it off, throw it at him, and break
well,
up.
I don't think there was anyone else Steven ever wanted to marry before me, so it's hard for me to put myself in that situation, but...
You're correct. Steven is an angel. You're right. I'm sure. It's true.
He's actually... He didn't even love his mother.
Hey,
he didn't even love his own mom. He's just
me
been waiting for you.
Me and his mom. I know. He said I am the only person he's ever wanted to marry, so I... There would have been a situation if I had known he had proposed to somebody before... I would hope I would have known that information. I would have been disclosed that, like when buying a house. Yes, someone died here. I want to know, did you try to marry somebody?
Same.
Okay, and then I would know. I would maybe even say, do you still have the ring? Okay, let's sell that, because you're not giving me that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, try to sell it.
Yeah, get you some money. Love doctors, the other love gurus. My cousin recently asked if it was going to be an issue that she's dating my ex-husband. Not asking permission if she should or could, just letting me know that she was and asking if it's going to be a problem. I told her, well, it's super weird, but you do you, I guess. That's what I texted her. She posted a screenshot of her asking me and my response via text on social media, and now it's driving me crazy. My family is talking about it. People are... commenting on the post and taking sides, some on hers, some on mine, but it was never meant to be a public conversation. What do I do with this?
I would send her another text message and say,
post this too.
Yeah, I didn't think this was going to be something you were going to share with the public. I understand you were letting me know, but also that was a lot for me to take in. You're dating my ex. What do you want me to say?
That's just boyfriend, husband.
Yeah. I think what you said, you do you, like I like that. Let the people take sides. Who cares?
I mean, yeah, you do you is the best way to respond to that. And you just leave it at that. If she posted it, you do you. Like you said, you know, you didn't say you're a jerk. Don't even think about it. You didn't like go off. You just said you do you.
Could have been worse.
We'll let other people come to conclusions on your character.
And finally, love doctors, you're on the Love Gurus. I married my high school sweetheart, but sometimes I wonder if I missed out on not getting out there more. How does somebody tell their spouse of many, many, many years that they are happy but kind of wish that they'd slept around more and ask how they can do that with their permission?
That was one thing as a kid, like I say as a kid because I'm old now, but growing up, like I was like I had friends that were like, you know, they playboys, I guess, boy and girlfriends both,
sure,
and boy and girlfriends, not actual girlfriends, but yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. I didn't do that. I was always like, oh, I'm just gonna focus on this. I'm gonna focus on my life. I'm gonna do this, this, and this. And I never did. But then when I got into a serious relationship, like my first one, I always had those thoughts too. You know, it's like, am I happy right now? Do I wish I would have been, you know, out there a little bit more or dated a little bit more? Maybe. But you can never, I mean, unless you go back in time, you can't go back in time.
What do you think you're missing out on? You want to go out and sleep around?
I think that's what's being insinuated, but I mean, I think it was a male that sent this. So also, what do you think you're missing out on? Getting rejected by women again? Like, yeah,
that's
good luck
the other
to
thing.
You.
It's like, that was the other reason why I didn't do it. Because it's like, oh, I'm good with taking rejection. But over and over and over again?
Yeah, that's good luck to you.
I think like the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You think it's going to be this great time. You're going to go out, party. It's not. Be happy with what you have.
Yeah, a lot of people do the open relationship thing, and if that's a conversation you find yourself in and it's something you want, more power to you, I suppose. But I guess I would maybe take a step back and look at what your life is and go, are you sure there's not something else that you're maybe not happy with that you need to figure out that you even are thinking about this?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I like the way you always say it, like, there's a girl interested in me? Woohoo! I'm going to take advantage of that. You actually like me, and this person likes you?
And it's your wife.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the heck?
That's good for you. Your wife's totally... Hey, I think your wife has a crush on you, bro.
Yeah, you're so lucky.
Good for you. All right, Pick Your Purse, 710, and Psychic Tiffany, not too far off. Miss Connections here shortly as well. One Republic, I ain't worried. Y94, home of the Playhouse in the morning.